I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not quite my flu game, but I don't see how athletes go down with hamstring injuries. I don't. I've been dealing with this. I've had a hamstring issue all day. Keeps tweaking, and yet I just keep doing segment after segment.
Yeah, it's very brave of you.
Yeah.
Yesterday I battled through my elbow injury heard
you
around
did.
The world,
and that there was some blood.
I mean,
like one literal speck.
It hasn't healed.
It looks like you could bleed at any moment.
You tell me what's going on with my elbow. I have no sympathy from anybody in the group at all. And so just like myself yesterday, I can appreciate the fact that you're playing through.
I think people are going to start calling us the toughest sports talk show in Cleveland.
That's the obvious progression,
right?
There.
They play hurt, right? Now, if they see a dog get hit, they will go home immediately.
You'll go home. I'll still show up to work for that.
But hamstring, can't stop them.
So what happened? You just walking a lot?
I think so. And I don't know. I was walking up the steps or walking down the steps coming back from the bathroom. And I was like, oh, am I about to have a Charlie horse in my hamstring? Which, all right, Charlie horses in your calves hurt so much worse.
Yeah.
But they're easy to work out. If your hamstring starts Charlie horsing, you're just dealing with it. You're just waiting till it stops. You're waiting till the tension goes away.
So what I've noticed in the past year or so, as I've now I bought like a Theragun, and I've really tried to figure this whole thing out.
Gotten into the health and wellness.
Well, so I've hit that age, and now we're in that age in particular where our body really is. We're not old enough where we should acknowledge that it's starting to fail us. But I can on a consistent basis, when I do things, I then have to worry about icing it afterwards, and then also doing the Theragun and taking care of it. And if I don't take care of it, it's an absolute disaster. And so like there's no like guide, you know, there's no like orientation for recognizing when your body is starting to fail you a little bit. But that's where we're at right now. I mean, you're close to 40, I'm 35, and so we're in that same
you had
window
to distinguish it.
It's in that same
that's
window
such a chotch
I
move.
Think that's the window.
You're close to 40,
pew, 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 pew. 30,
I'm 35
to 40 I think is the window where that starts to happen. So we're just getting aware of it.
Now I'm closer to breaking down than you. I'm gonna thank so well, thankful you could point that out.
You also probably had like a 5-year head start on like learning how to manage it and work around it and figure it all out. This is brand new.
This
is brand new. It's brand new to me.
Way to polish a turd and backtrack
your
way.
I never thought I'd go play pickleball and feel like I got ran over by a truck afterwards, but here I am at the ripe age of 35.
So Julie, one of our sales folks, I saw she had been in a boot the other day, and so I finally saw her in person today, and I was like, what's going on with the foot? And she's like, I rolled it in my backyard, and I was like, oh, that's tough. So it shouldn't be embarrassing. But I think the reference point is, if you told yourself at 21, hey, I just did this, would you respect the injury? And that's really the marker of where I am at almost 40.
Almost 40.
Which is a movie, or should be. But where it's like, there are so many things that happen on like I had a back spasm the other day And it just, I mean, it put, I was down bad for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like Lamaze. I was like, and at some point I was like, 21-year-old would kick you square in the biscuits for this.
Yeah, you have to like size up the injury and find out if it's worthy
enough.
What
was that look between you and Macaroni Bologna?
Well, I could see Matt getting ready to cut that one up, and he was going to use that as anytime you got really excited, he plays the Lamaze Nick Wilson.
What was the judgment there? There was an inference. There was a look.
Why don't you do that sound again?
Not now. Not that I know. I don't live in the trust tree with the nest.
And then we can figure out what that look was about.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
216-474-0092.
A lot of things I used to be able to convince people with. It's going to be fun.
How much do you respect me more because of my hamstring injury? You see that Kenny Atkinson has the second best odds to be the Knicks coach?
Yeah, where's this coming from?
Literally or?
No. not literally. I'm sure you got actual reputable sites that are putting that out there.
Just want to make sure. I was just seeing. I didn't know how literal we were going
to
be today.
No, I didn't need to source that part out. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why is he leaving a team that just won 64 games and he's in year two?
So, okay. It kind of makes sense in the way that, well, I used to coach in New York. There had been some interest in him a bit ago. I can't remember when it was.
Did he buy a $7 million penthouse apartment that I'm not aware of and can't move it? And is like, I might as well just take a job back in New York?
I think what's more wild to me is it's the second best odds. He's not like plus. It's like, you know, they'll usually put like a couple dumb ones on the, like plus 10,000, right?
Yeah, if you scroll down far enough, you can always find somebody and it'd be like, oh, hey, Patrick Ewing's on the list. Okay.
Mike Malone's nowhere on the list. The long shots are like Jay Wright, and there's somebody else who's a very long, maybe it was Van Gundy. But so like if the second best odds means they got to know something, right?
Well, and
or are they fishing for dum-dums?
Is Johnny Bryant the first best odds?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, because I've heard a lot of chatter about that. That gained a lot of steam. The people in New York believe that there was a, by the assistant coaches, there was some sort of upheaval and basically, they turned on Tibbs.
Oh.
And so part of the turning on Tibbs was that in their mind, they thought they could then get Johnny Bryant here, and here being New York in that frame. And then if you get Johnny there, then everyone gets to keep their job still.
Oh.
Because usually when you lose your head coach, the assistants lose their job, new head coach comes in, clean house. But the whole part of their big master plan that's apparently been dreamed up is they would force Tibbs out, get Johnny in there who spent 4 years in New York and spent a lot of time around those assistants, and then that would just be the route that they go.
I know teams don't think the same way we do, and this is no disrespect to Johnny, who clearly has a great relationship with Donovan Mitchell, not just Donovan, but with like a lot of guys. I mean, you mentioned about the players really like Johnny Bryant in New York as well.
Brunson, apparently, like a lot of people put the development of Brunson on the feet of Bryant as if he was a major player in that regard.
But like at the same point, the whole point with Tibbs, and this it's the same thing with the Cavs a year ago. It's not that J.B. Bickerstaff isn't a good coach. It's you need a better than good coach to go where you want to go. I don't know how you suss that out of a first-time head coach, not currently on the staff, who hasn't been there for several years. I don't know how you suss that out and decide to hire Johnny Bryant over like a proven commodity in Tibbs.
I think the idea there, and this is just what like me trying to speculate a little bit, is that not only does he have the great relationship that we've already discussed and everything with that, but it's like if Ime Udoka got given the Boston job and instantly you were fine. Now, it turned out a little problematic for other reasons, but you can follow it up with Joe Mazzulla as well. Like, you can be given the keys to a Ferrari and be a first-time head coach and still have success.
If the Knicks wanted to hire Kenny Atkinson, how do the Cavs respond?
Do we have to like hang up the phone? Do we have to like yell at people
slam
in response to hanging up the phone?
You?
Yeah, why do you even think you can call about Kenny Atkinson?
We're not that kind of organization.
I'm livid. I'm livid that the Knicks even think they can get him is part of the problem here.
Isn't that the Knicks though? The Knicks think
they can get anybody.
And they can't, by the way.
Which, by the way, when they couldn't get Donovan, that didn't work out in the way that they wanted it to. And I think they have no chance of getting Kenny Atkinson. You know, why would Kenny Atkinson leave this situation? Unless he truly believed they weren't going to shake up any pieces of the core four, and he looked at it and said, well, this core four has got a ceiling, and they've already hit it, and they're not tough enough, and they stink. And I just don't believe he thinks that way.
Well, if they say we'll give you a first-round pick for him.
No. What do I need a Knicks first round pick that if they stay at the same team they've been, will likely be somewhere in the 20s?
Because you have another asset to improve the roster.
I don't need a first round pick in the 20s for a head coach that I really believe
in. Well, no, but I think my point is hell, you got DeAndre Hunter for a couple of fourth rounders. You can get a really good role player. So you're telling me you wouldn't trade
the head coach for a role player?
You wouldn't trade like Kenny Atkinson for Aaron Nesmith?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Hold on. Nesmith is not really the same frame of reference that we were talking about with the first round pick.
Well, but no, we're talking about like trading a first round pick for a role player.
Yeah, I still don't think I do it. I think Atkinson brings enough to the table, and I think Atkinson is the right guy for this team. I don't think I would make that move.
So I probably would agree with you. Mike Malone being out there, and Mike used to actually coach here. I love me some Mike Malone. I still have a soft spot for James Borrego. Honestly, you could just turn the team over to Johnny Bryant. Like there's. Last year, it felt like you had a very narrow margins for what you could do.
This is a comeback down from the Kenny Atkinson lover over here.
Oh, we love Kenny Atkinson, but we don't love him more than a first-round pick. And when you're trying to figure out how to spin this roster, I mean, you could take a Coro and a first-round pick and get a truly meaningful player back inside that $10 million range. You could get Cam Whitmore potentially for that. And Cam Whitmore, I think, would be one of like a Nesmith-type player here. Not a one-for-one. They're different players. My point is, young, affordable guy that can give you sincere quality minutes in the playoffs. Or minutes.
That too.
Especially that.
It's a non-starter for me. After year one and a massive actual improvement that we saw, I can't wave the white flag on Atkinson. That's not yet.
I don't think it's a white flag. I think it's just, like, how many times do people come along and offer you...
Well, so the conversation here, it basically stems down to how much of an impact do you believe an NBA head coach actually has on a team?
Versus like the impact of what you can get. It's not about the first round pick. It's about using that asset to improve your roster.
I mean, when we had Robert Horry on, I mean, that guy's going to tell you everything under the sun about really great coaching and how it impacts, because he's had arguably two of the best head coaches in the entire NBA to ever do it. He's played for them in Phil Jackson and obviously Popovich. I don't know why I was blanking on Popovich's name for a second there. But the point is, have we gotten to a spot in the NBA where we just don't believe in the head coach enough that we would say he's worth a potential role player?
Well, I mean, yes, in some degree, but also no. Yes and no.
Okay.
Because the Knicks would be willing to give it up for Kenny Atkinson in this hypothetical, and this is purely a hypothetical. I said, like, if they're just like, we'd like to talk to Kenny Atkinson, I'm going to tell you to get bent. But if they say, hey, if Kenny Atkinson wants to come here and we pay him, I mean, just millions of dollars, and we'll give you at least a first rounder or a first rounder in a couple seconds, yeah, I'd you're an asset hungry team. That probably helps you. If there are comparable coaches out there, and I do think there are, between Borrego, specifically Mike Malone, who would be, an upgrade, one of the rare upgrades, or you can just sidestep and go to Johnny Bryant.
The only exception I would have in this hypothetical, again, it's a non-starter for me, I wouldn't do it. But if it was Atkinson that came to Kobe Altman and was like, hey, listen, I want to get to New York. And this is how I want to have it happen. And then I've talked to the Knicks and back channels, and I want to see if you guys would be interested in such a thing. Then I'd have to let him go, because that would be him telling us and everyone that he doesn't believe enough in this Cavs roster.
216-474-0092. Purely a hypothetical, not something we expect to happen. But this is just a gauging of Kenny Atkinson's value. Kenny Atkinson has the second best odds to be the next head coach. If the Knicks wanted to hire Kenny Atkinson, is there a cost? Is there a trade cost that you would all of a sudden be open to trading him to the New York Knicks? And the clock that might be ticking on Kenny Atkinson on about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Mac just asked a question that I think Cleveland fans are going to want to weigh in on here, though.
Oh, really? Because I heard him between the... Because sometimes I hear you too, Mac, and I heard him end his final sentence with Jake as, it's objectively stupid. And I was like, what's he talking about?
Well, that's a good one.
Well, I want to know what's objectively stupid.
Real quick, Mac, what's objectively stupid?
Adam Silver's comparison that he threw out earlier today. But
okay.
We'll save that for 20 minutes from now. All right.
So, Mac, walk us through this conundrum. You and Mitch from the mornings... having a bit of a debate, yes?
Yeah, so Mitch tried... We were talking to him. We were talking about, you know, the fact that he has different Yankee gear still. He claims that he's not a Yankee fan. And so because of that, he tried throwing back to me and our friend the fact that both of us have, you know, other teams' gear. And my rebuttal is that it's the Detroit Tigers hat that I own. And I got it from my dead grandfather after he passed away.
Part of hashtag dead grandpa gang.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all have dead grandpas here, right?
DGG.
The DGG. It's a, yeah. It's not the DDG. It's a less exclusive club.
Yeah.
And it,
a lot of people got a lot of dead grandpas.
And sometimes the dead dad club kind of looks at the dead grandpa club of like...
Dream on.
Yeah. Like, it's not much of a comparison.
You couldn't be us, basically.
Yeah, it's not much of a comparison, but that's cute that you think it is.
I'm part of both.
Yeah, me too. Wow.
Yeah. You're only part of one club, the inferior club? Okay, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I tried bringing up, am I allowed to wear, you know, the Tigers hat out if I'm a Guardians fan? Does that make me less of a Guardians fan if I wear this hat that I got from my dead grandfather?
No, it doesn't make you less of a fan. JP?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't care. Why are so many people trying to gatekeep what you wear?
Because Mitch is defensive because Mitch has 75 teams. Yes? Am I reading through that correctly?
Absolutely correct. He still owns the Yankee gear, even though he claims that he's not a Yankee fan.
By the way, nobody buys that. He's just saying that so Ken and Anthony won't be mean to him.
Exactly.
So,
He's definitely still a Yankees fan,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not even.
Like his number one team. He's not a real Cleveland fan.
Oh, that's kind of sad. He actually got bullied out of his fandom by Ken and Anthony.
Yeah, but it's also kind of par for the course. He still has a job, though.
Yeah.
Unlike the first five producers of that show.
For now, he's got a job at least.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see what happens.
That's true. We'll see what else he has to give up before he gives up employment.
He's giving up his fandom. How far can he go? Apparently, he can't get his laundry done either because he gets bullied out of that too.
Wait, I didn't know about that. What's that now?
Oh, so Mitch spends money on a fold and wash service, and they just ridiculed him for, I don't know, 10 minutes about the idea that like the one luxury this kid has in life is he spends to not do his own laundry and has a service does it. Excuse me, sorry, I can't speak. And so the service. No, I was right the first time. Service does it. And ultimately, it just turned into Ken and Anthony being like, how are you possibly doing this?
Okay. In fairness, if you only have one luxury, if you can only afford one thing.
It's like his one
somebody
thing.
Somebody else doing your laundry is really stupid. However.
Not at that age. Not at that age in particular.
You're never going to get a woman if you can't do your own laundry.
You're not going to outgrow the idea That like laundry's always going to be there. At some point, you're going to have to, I'm not even going to say man up, it's just a life up and be the person that just does your own laundry. But if he's in a situation, because I had this in a couple spots. I had a couple spots when I was living in apartments where you had to, first off, you had to pay by the load already as it was. And you had to pay by the load, which does, I mean, that's expensive. It adds up.
Tell me about it.
And also, you had to spend time at the actual washing machines you're sharing it with a bunch of people in an apartment, so you can't just leave it there for 10 hours on end. So it's a big time suck. Mitch, I get it.
Okay, just do your own laundry. How much do it cost?
No, but it's different. Well, first off, it's not cheap if you do it in apartment. I had apartments that charged, this was years ago, so I don't have the exact number on you. Maybe like $3 per wash and like $2 per
just
dry.
Just go to a laundromat where you only have to stay there for an hour and you can get all your stuff done right away.
Yeah, but the difference here is that if he just goes to the wash and fold service, it's the one luxury he has, and he spends, I don't know, $30 and some lady comes and does it and then he comes back out and he picks it up later on. Like, it's the one thing he does. Don't want to bully you out of it.
If you're a single man and you're out there in the community, I know Mitch, big ladies man, and Mitch is out there talking to ladies, the first thing you say is, I got my own fold and wash service. They're going to think you're a child.
No.
Are you rich?
They're way more popular than people think these days. They really are.
You're pretty highfalutin just like Mitch. I'm just saying.
There was a lot of people I worked with in Houston. In Houston, there was a bunch of those type of services. That's why I'm surprised there's as many here. There's a bunch of them in Houston, and it had to be 50% of the people I worked with did the wash and fold service.
I knew people up in northern Minnesota that would do the same thing, too.
Yeah, that's Minnesota, Mac. That's not a real state.
So, are you gonna bully Mitch out of his one luxury that he has in life?
Just like spend that $30 like somewhere else.
He doesn't want to spend the time to do it himself, though. That's the thing.
We all have annoying things in life. He's single, no
kids.
For
$30, he takes away
and
an annoying
thing. No chance
that he has.
He's gonna get a wife in the next 3 years. All he's got is time. All right?
Doesn't matter. He doesn't want to spend it doing that.
I mean, it is Mac and Mitch neck and neck on who's going to be the single, lonely, sad guy in their 30s.
Spoiler alert, both can win that race.
And really, in that, nobody wins. No. Yeah, least of all us. Like, we got to be around sad, lonely, 35-year-old guy.
The sad part is Max's mom is
feeling very attacked right now.
Max's mom is who I feel the worst for in this environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, I thought he'd grow up and leave.
She can't bring men home.
I know. Oh, she wants to so bad.
She does. She's in the prime of her life.
It's too respectful for you.
She's in the prime of her life.
Well, I wouldn't call it the prime, but it's a good dating life.
She's in the twilight years of her life. All she wants before she goes is a little TLC.
A little what Mitch calls a little wash and fold.
And she can't get it.
Easy now.
She just can't get it because of Mac. Mac, how do we feel about this?
Friendly reminder, you're speaking about my mother.
So your mom doesn't have needs?
She's not cool with it? Is that what we're saying?
You're saying your mom doesn't have needs? You're the problem here, not your mom.
Yeah.
We're pro-mom.
How about Kenny Atkinson's ticking time clock here?
I don't think... We'll get to that. Maybe tomorrow.
The third most important topic in a TV news segment.
That's your demographic. Is that what you're telling him?
No, I'm calling him the C-block.
Pew, 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 pew. All right. I did not see that one. You got it. That was quite good. Mac, how do you feel about this? What can we do to help your mom out here?
I got nothing at it. Right now,
clearly.
Hey, we're having fun.
Mac, if it helps my mom.
I'd prefer to talk about literally anything else.
Mac,
right now.
If it helps, my mom's trying to date. Yeah.
Hey, that's fun.
True. Yeah, my mom.
She's getting out there?
Yeah, it's been almost a full year since her boyfriend died, and she's ready. She's ready. I think a lot of it might have to do with the fact she's living with my 93-year-old grandmother. I think she's hoping for a Hail Mary at this point because they're going to kill each other. But my mom's out there on the dating sites. And I knew, you know how I knew? Because here's the thing. I badly want my mom to find a great guy. because she is, it's about 333, which when it comes to baseball makes you a Hall of Famer. When you're about 333 for guys, she's dealt with some, she's had some stinker years because of dudes with some real problems. But how I found out, or how I deduced it, was she had a new Facebook avatar. And I showed Vanessa.
Your
I
was mom like, thirst trapping?
I think she was thirst trapping because I showed the picture to Vanessa. And I'm like, that looked like a dating profile thing. And my mom.
Wow, what sleuth job by you.
And Vanessa immediately was like, yeah, that's a dating profile picture. Like, there were the come hither eyes in it, if we're being very honest.
I'm friends with your mom on Facebook. Now I want to see what the photo is.
And I got home. I do on Twitter, just unloading on Mitch and Mac. But my sister got it out of her. And of course, my sister will tell anyone anything. She is the opposite of a steel trap. She tells Vanessa, Vanessa tells me. And so I called my mom about other things. And then it came up. And I was like, well, how can we make this happen?
I mean, I think like, this is a great development.
Let me be your wingman here.
Well, I don't know if anyone needs a wingman, but like this is a good development.
Like, I just got to say, like,
I wish my mom would date. My mom doesn't do any of this stuff.
I'm going to tell you right now, like, we need my mom. Hey, listen, my mom married for love, right? With my dad.
Is this one going to be for money?
They didn't marry, but they were partners, and it was about her and John. It was about companionship.
Mm-hmm.
This one's got to be about money. And here's the thing.
It's a good twist.
I know I've got two dead. I got a space for a stepdad here.
Would you call him stepdad? Like, would you?
How much money are we talking here?
Is that the dividing line?
I'm going to tell you right now.
If you got yacht money, I'll call you whatever you want.
If this guy, I won't call him daddy. That's different.
Well, that
that's
is
a
different.
Different inference there. But
daddy's back.
But
who wants to be daddy?
I mean, if he's got a small fortune and let's say he never had kids, he's a widow. This is a sad situation, right? They wanted to have kids. She couldn't have kids. And then unfortunately, she passed away way too young. And then he wants to marry my mom. And then he wants to, like, take me under his wing. Hell yeah.
Yeah, oh, but what if you end up in a situation like Belichick's kids are currently doing with Hudson, where they're like, wait a second.
So I'm Jordan Hudson in this?
Your mom is Jordan Hudson in this.
Yeah. I'll be Jordan Hudson, yes.
Yeah, and so, but then you have to deal with all the kids that are like, wait a second, we've been waiting for the inheritance for years from dad, and now your mom is coming in here and just taking it all over.
And what I'll say is, yeah, you know, you never call.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we're better children to him than you are.
You would tell someone
like,
that.
I need a 70-year-old doctor whose equipment doesn't work. That's what I'm looking for in a stepdad here, right? Medical reasons, he can't help it. Happens to a lot of guys that age. And you know what? Even if it does work, get it, girl. Come on now. We should root for our moms here, all right?
That's
this is a pro-mom
show.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at. I'm like, just let's root for my mom to go ahead and be happy in
some
capacity.
See how unselfish that is, Mac? We'd move out of our mom's basement if we were the C block, as it were.
He's just going to laugh. He just doesn't know what to say right now. He is so this is not making the open tomorrow, I would bet.
I think I should be my mom's.
You'd be correct.
I think I should be my mom's wingman.
I think you'd be a great wingman for your mom.
Yeah, like I think, because here's the thing. I actually think this show could trap in a couple high-qualified.
Oh, if you are really, really rich and need some companionship.
Yeah.
216-474-0092. We got someone we can set you up with.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, disease-free, comes with three grown children, none of them mooching off of her, okay, but we'll mooch off you. A lot of grandkids. Yeah. If you want grandkids, maybe don't have them, or maybe you hate the grandkids you do have. I got to tell you, my kids are awesome grandkids. As kids to the parent, but grandparents, oh my God, you'd love it.
You can get a whole family.
A mega family.
It's a make. It's a build
just
a family.
Like that. All right. A little dangerous here. Can we ask Earl to wait through to the beginning of the next segment just because we're over time here? Earl DePerl's calling in. I want to hear what he has to say here. 216-474-0092. Will you be my new dad? I've only got two dead ones. Could use the third one in case we missed it. Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Who wants to be daddy?
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.